Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is David Wilkerson, who's Corporate Director of Sustainability with Shaw Industries. David, how you doing?
I'm fine, Kemp. Hope you're doing well today.
I am. Thanks for being with us. I just wanted to do a quick interview. In the news today is some information around product category rules, which have been established and published by NSF. Since that kind of falls in your area at Shaw, I was hoping that maybe you could explain all that. You know, one of the problems with sustainability is while everybody's trying to do the right thing, there sure are a lot of acronyms, and you get EPDs and PCRs. And
you got a lot of them, you're right.
So I was hoping you had your decoder ring on, and maybe you could explain some of that for us. Let's just start with EPDs, which stands for, Environmental Product Declarations.
Exactly.
And it's kind of a life cycle assessment, isn't it?
Well, it is. It certainly utilizes a life cycle assessment, but it basically puts a lot of information in a format that's consistent that an industry can use to compare product.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the goal with NSF, and again, I'm not sure what NSF stands for, but they're kind of a standards organization, aren't they?
Right.
Their goal is to set some kind of a standard for common definitions.
Yeah, basically. I mean, they establish the specific format that you use to, in this case, evaluate products from a total life cycle standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And they are classified as the program operator. They basically develop this the guidelines, and that's in conjunction with, in this case, I think it was 21 different organizations were involved in really preparing the document, and then it was put out for comment, public comment, and they had a back and forth with that in order to fine-tune the document, and then they ultimately get approval and publish.
Yeah. The news story that we're running today on Floor Daily says that some of the key people they worked with was each of the trade associations that were involved. You know, so they're talking about carpet, they're talking about resilient, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic tile, and they've worked with their trade associations. So it's about a 47-page document, which you can access on nsf.org. I was interested to see that this is the second industry that they've done this for. They've done this now with the flooring industry, and they've done it with the seating industry.
Yes, and I think other industries will ultimately have their own product category rules in order to create environmental product declarations or EPDs, but the flooring industry really has been a leader in a lot of these different sustainability areas, and this is another example of that.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to scroll through these pages. I was looking at it. It kind of defines the different units of measure which in each one of these categories.
Yes.
But one of the more interesting things is in looking at life cycle analysis, it does define the six areas where they're looking. It's the sourcing, extraction, the manufacturing stage, the delivery and installation stage, the use stage, and the end-of-life stage.
And it is truly the most logical way, and it's a very technical way, but it's the most logical and, I think, appropriate way to fully evaluate a product's impact on the environment. And as you mentioned, it starts at the very beginning with the extraction of raw materials, the material content of the product. You go through the various production steps, then installation, use, end of life, and then, of course, an LCA, or life cycle assessment, really looks at the details of each one of these steps and basically allows whatever interested party is really reviewing the document, it allows them to compare one specific product versus another specific product. In many cases, it would be two competitive products. It could be two different products from the same manufacturer, but it allows you to take a flooring product, and specifically we'll take carpet as an example. It allows you to look at product A and product B in a very systematic, in most cases, third-party reviewed format and make a determination as to which one best suits your need.
Mm-hmm. In other words, what you're telling us is that when this is all done and everybody's reported in, you'd be able to compare one product to another, and there'd be ultimately a score. This one scores this one scores that. But it would seem to me on a life cycle analysis that unless you do some kind of a rapid, accelerated wear test, it would be very hard to determine what is the life cycle.
But, well, and there need to be some of that. And we, as an industry, we have a variety of accepted accelerated wear testing protocols that we can use and do use, but again, that's something that will be more evident as we go forward. Mm-hmm. At this stage of the game, this document, as you pointed out, has just been published in the very recent past. companies are evaluating it, trying to determine what their specific strategy will be as far as utilizing the product category rules to create EPDs. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you start with an LCA, and then the LCA provides the data that you ultimately need to prepare the environmental product declaration. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, in the vast majority of cases, you will have a third party come in and evaluate it, we'll say certify the document.
So when this is all said and done, you'll be able to compare one product to another, and actually since they're looking at carpet, resilient, laminate, ceramic, wood, you'll also be able to compare one surface type to another, won't you?
Yeah, you could, and that's part of the goal. I guess the primary goal is to be able to compare products within a given category, but as a flooring industry, we wanted to have a set of product category rules that would really govern flooring in general. So we included all the different categories that you just mentioned to ensure that there's consistency there.
Now, this NSF organization, you know, we've heard of them before because a few years ago we heard of NSF 140.
Exactly, which is the commercial carpet sustainability standard. They have a pretty extensive background in that area.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, Dave, I wanted you to help explain to our listeners exactly what this meant. I appreciate you spending time.
That's my pleasure.
We've been talking to David Wilkerson, who again is Corporate Director of Sustainability for Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.